www.ifyoucan.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney reminding you, coming up here in another couple of minutes, we're going to go to Nail the Score, our game of the week in the NFL, your chance to win some wonderful prizes from America tonight. Sadly, it's with a very heavy heart. I think it's good to lighten the load and do what we normally would do on the show. But we have been talking in previous hours about this awful story. An Army psychiatrist opens fire at Fort Hood in the afternoon in Texas, kills 12 people, wounds 31 others. He was shot but captured alive. He's in stable condition. A lot of things have broke as to what happened here, what could have happened here, because it's the motive that we all want to know. What makes you do this? He was about to be deployed to Iraq at the end of the month, did not want to go. He's someone who's been in the military his whole life, and at one point been at Walter Reed for 6 years, and he was working with post-traumatic stress disorder. He's a psychiatrist, as I mentioned, and an Army major. Malik Hassan is his name, and apparently was just fumed beyond belief that he had to go to Iraq and was trying to fight it. A couple of other things that are emerging. He got a poor performance evaluation, which also upset him when he was at Walter Reed. He had only been at Fort Hood since July and knew that in the fall he was going to be deployed. And as I said, this was really part of the trigger of this whole thing. The other thing with Hassan is the fact that he was on the internet and was posting all kinds of rambling, ranting things about suicide bombing, and the FBI was looking into it. In fact, they said they were getting the paperwork ready to seize his computer, but obviously too late. They had looked at his ramblings for 6 months. They weren't sure it was him and had to make sure, apparently, at least that's what they're saying out of Washington. And now we're in this sad, sad, sad situation of finding that families have loved ones who are going to be deployed, who they obviously would be concerned about, but yet they are on American soil, and they were shot, and some of them were killed. So the fact that he was mortified about the deployment is certainly no defense. There is no defense for something that's undefensible, or indefensible, rather, where you've got people dead and people wounded. And as I mentioned, the other side of this is the disturbing postings. The FBI becoming aware of him because of several postings about suicide bombings in a favorable way. And now I guess the one positive thing, it's not even positive, but the one thing that I would say is at least this guy who could have killed himself and taken the easy way out, didn't do that, was shot, but was not killed. So now the questions will be answered and justice can be served, because they need to nail this guy to the wall. And even doing that is not enough satisfaction. They need to nail him with anything and everything they possibly can. Because there is nothing you can do, I believe, to help these families who are completely blown away by the news that in the next couple days they are burying somebody. They are burying somebody because he decided to shoot them in cold blood. It makes absolutely no sense. And there is no way to really wrap your head around this other than to shake your head and feel completely incensed for those families. Let's go to Kate, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Kate.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just so sad for those families.
I'm absolutely heartbroken. I'm a retired Army veteran. I was also in Vietnam. That's how old I am. But I was before I retired, I was also a degreed psychologist. And I have to tell you, the man had all the tools educationally to pull this off, and then, you know, either hoping he would get killed or, if he survived, to scream insanity, because he certainly doesn't have post-traumatic stress syndrome, because he's never been anywhere.
Right.
And what is going on is mind-boggling, because now some of us veterans have been talking and saying, well, you know, there's a lot of misinformation that gets put out because the mission is important. Well, this is not a mission. And I think America has a right to know what's going on if there is some jihadist movement, mm-hmm. which apparently he had some involvement. This Hassan had some involvement because he was posting it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And Facebook just went down today. There was another man I listened to who said they just pulled it today.
Right.
After the shootings, and I'm like, when did it take the FBI 6 months to investigate some of the crap he was posting on Facebook? That should have been done months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to compliment Mark in New York that called in. Let me tell you, he's on the money. We better wake up. And we better do it quick, because there have been 3 incidences now in less than a month
mm-hmm.
in this country. And I think we're headed for some hard times over this. And this situation today, well, I don't understand why local law enforcement is involved. 100% military jurisdiction, government, federal government jurisdiction. But we have now local law enforcement involved. Does not that, I mean, even seem curious to anybody?
Yeah, because immediately they responded in this small town outside of Fort Hood. You're right. It's interesting in the base. That's the questions I have a lot about the base and the base security and what happened. In that sense, we're going to have a lieutenant on that is very well informed in this on Sunday. But it is mind-boggling. There are a lot of unanswered questions. Kate, absolutely, you're 100% right. And it is scary when you try to link the chains together. What happened in Dallas? What could have happened in Dallas? What could have happened in New York? And certainly
Seattle.
Seattle. And then this sad, sad thing at Fort Hood. Innocent people being gunned down and so many wounded as well. The casualties could have been even more, but 12 is horrendous. Anybody is,
and
one is horrendous.
It was a single gunman. So he had to have had, using a handgun, so that meant he had to reload. No
yes.
one overpowered him in
yeah.
43 shootings. I mean, 43 people were shot. The numbers don't add up here with only one person. I have so many questions. I'm like, okay, this is the wrong time in history to be lying to the American public, because people are so angry with this administration that any information coming out that even appears scurrilous is going to make the American people angry. And the last thing we need is Americans going off, starting their own little civil wars and attacking every Muslim in this country. I mean, this could just blow wide open.
You know what? I agree with you. An excellent statement there, particularly at the end. And thank you for your service, too, back in the Vietnam days. Kate, thanks for the call. Call
You're
us
welcome.
Again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And she made some excellent points. The last part of what she's saying is what that could do. Because you got to realize, folks, as furious as so many of us are, and look, I'm living in Texas. I've seen a couple of different things have happened now in this area, and lived in New York during 9/11, so I understand, and you cannot put your blinders on. Mark is 100% right. We don't want it to explode like a powder keg either and have innocent people gunned down as a result of that. That would be a double whammy that's unacceptable, I think, for this great, great country. All right, coming up, we're going to lighten the load big time as we have Nail the Score scheduled, and we're going to roll with that here on America Tonight.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com Meals.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $10.91.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.21.69, $560.85 for the half ounce, or $280.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $11.21.69, $560.85, or $280.42.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Boy, I hope somebody nails the score this time around. I know I say that each and every week, but I got my fingers crossed for all of you. Without further ado, Matt Johnson, can we roll out the big, big computer in our plush studios at the mothership in Minneapolis. Let it roll. Oh, I feared this, and I pray that many of you are on my side. The Eagles and the Cowboys are the game of the week this time around. It's interesting. That probably was the best game on the board other than the Steelers and the Broncos on Monday night. Why? Because in the NFC East, it's really truly a showdown. The Cowboys and the Eagles, both 5-2. The Cowboys were slaughtered by the Eagles with a chance to go into the playoffs last year. So now they're meeting them back on the field of humiliation, Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, since Philly hosts the game. Tony Romo, Donovan McNabb, a lot of intriguing factors here, I think, for this one that will start in 2 days and 18 hours. A big, big matchup. In fact, if you go back in the history of these two teams, it's the 100th meeting, and I'm sure it's going to be good football. I really expect it not to be the blowout it was the last time for the wild card berth, which was ridiculous. Remember that? Dallas lost, what was the final score? 44-6. It was shocking, shocking. So I like the Eagles in this one. You know, you don't know what you're getting with Donovan McNabb, to be honest, from week to week. But I say we get a winner this time, especially juiced up about the Cowboys. Always a big deal in Philly. And I'm liking this one to be 37 to 24. So that's my guess. Eagles all the way. You may disagree, or you might be on the same page as I am. 800-259-5791. Matt, what say you?
Well, I thought about it long and hard.
I bet.
And after hearing your score, I think I'm going to change mine. Because I originally thought, you know, Tony Romo has been playing well of late, but he kind of fails in big games. And this is a big divisional game.
Oh, so yeah, baby.
Now with your score, I think I got to go against the grain a little bit. So I'm going to go 24-23 Eagles in a close win.
Ooh, okay. So Eagles, I am so happy that we are on the same page because usually we're not. So Matt likes my Eagles too, but he likes a much closer game than me. You got a healthier McNabb. He's helped Philadelphia. And you think of the Oakland game, though, which was humiliating. How many times was he sacked in that game? I don't think you're going to see any kind of a humiliation factor here. So Matt likes the Eagles. I like the Eagles. But who do you like? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Remember, you can only guess on Nail the Score till the top of the hour. And you can send us an email at americatonight.net. If you've tuned in and you've said, wow, has Kate Delaney gone crazy? Why isn't she talking about what's happening at Fort Hood? Because we do this each and every week, and it is a break in the action. And it's part of lightening the load, I think, which is putting a smile on people's faces. So I think it's all good. And so don't be timid about calling in to throw in your 2 cents. Kind of like playing the lottery, only you don't have to pay your buck to get in on the action. So Cowboys and the Eagles could not be a bigger matchup in the NFC. Could not be a bigger matchup in the NFC East, let me tell you. And this is my happy weekend game because I hate the Cowboys. So if the Eagles can just beat the Cowboys, I'll be happy. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Rick, you get the first crack at this, brother. What do you think?
I'm taking the Philadelphia 24. Dallas
24-21, my man. All right, on board with the Eagles. Do we have some applause or something for him that he's on the same page as me, Matt? I love it. That's three. Sweet.
Well, since Philadelphia didn't win the World Series. So.
they didn't win the World Series. Oh, there's
Eagles could do something.
Yeah, maybe the Eagles can bounce back as a result.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, I like the way you're thinking. You have a great weekend, and watch the game. We'll see what happens. Maybe you're going to be the person that nails it. How about Joe in Kentucky, the second crack? Hello, Joe.
How you doing, Jay? What are your feelings?
Oh, Joe, it was heartbreaking to me. I had a tear in my eye. I was shocked.
I was too, but I didn't like New York. Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to take Philadelphia. 35-20.
Ooh, I like that. Sweet. Everyone's on board. Go Eagles. So far, not one Cowboy guess. Joe, drive safe. Take care. Watch the game.
Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't like New York. I didn't like New York either. Greg is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky as well. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
The truth before I give you the score. Last week's Monday night game was 38-26. That was the first time in NFL history a game has ended in that score.
That's crazy, I know.
Anyway, I'm going to go with everybody else. I'm going to say David Akers wins it at the buzzer, 31-30 Philly.
31-30, I like that. Akers, yeah, he's the guy. If his foot is off, the Eagles are SOL, yeah.
Yeah, he wins it at the buzzer with a field goal.
I love it. I'd be loving that score. You too. Enjoy all the football because, you know, we'll all be watching all the games, let's be honest, right? Kicking back, relaxing. Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Clifford.
Morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
Good. How about you?
I'm about to go with Philadelphia 21-18.
Ooh, all right. Do we have some more applause? All these people picking Eagles. Where's all the Cowboy people? I love this. Tony Romo, Clippers cannot get it done. 800-259-5791. Chris is listening to us in Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate. Eagles 27-17.
All right. I knew you'd be on the same page as I am.
Okay.
You just got to make me feel better after my Phillies. The New Yorkers just killed them in that last game.
Christ, Philadelphia didn't win.
Oh, that makes me feel good. Because
really?
Everybody in my world said, oh, it's New York all the way, that I had blinders on and I didn't know what I was thinking about there. But, yeah, I'm surprised that they didn't force a Game 7. I thought there would at least be a Game 7, but, boy, the Yankees played well. What can you say? Thanks for the call.
By luck.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. We have a couple of emails that are trickling in. I'll say it again. So, like Dave in Vermont, Paul, who's listening to us in Austin, that you guys don't get shut out. You can send us an email. As long as we get here by the top of the hour, you're all good. You're locked and loaded. So americatonight.net. And again, if you just tuned in, we're doing this thing called Nail the Score. The Nail the Score game is the Sunday night game, the Eagles and the Cowboys. And it may be one of the better games probably on the board, whether it's played out that way or not. The last time the two teams met, it was a complete Eagles blowout. I don't really see that happening. I think it'll be much closer. I think for Philadelphia, he's the big go-to guy. He's my favorite player probably on the Eagles. DeSean Jackson, is just watching him is so much fun. And I think that he is going to have a big day probably and catch a bunch of balls from Donovan McNabb, and he's going to be a difference maker. Of course, the Cowboys have their own secret weapon, Miles Austin, who has been phenomenal with Tony Romo. He's got almost 500 receiving yards in just three starts, and I didn't realize this till somebody texted this stat to me today, but it's the most of any player since 1970. He scored in all of the games that he's played, and he's had five touchdowns, and you can tell that he makes Tony Romo happy, much like DeSean Jackson and Donovan McNabb. So we could see a real thriller here, folks. And I don't know how many of you, because that's basically, you could go to the internet, you could certainly watch one of the post-game wrap-ups and find out what happened in the game, but probably some of you will be watching this Sunday night game. And my philosophy is, I mean, I'm a big sports fan, so I would watch, but if I'm going to invest time, I truly want to see a good game versus a real stinker of a game. And I think you're not going to see that 44-6 kind of game here. I think it should be a little bit closer. Now, my score doesn't necessarily reflect that, but I think the Eagles pour it on more in the fourth quarter. 800-259-5791. We'll hit some of the people who have sent us their guesses via the email and take some more phone calls next on ATN.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
All right, teach me something about your beloved Eagles.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come on, one more time, one more time, one more time. Crazy tea, and a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama.
All right, week 9 in the NFL. Do you believe it? Cowboys and the Eagles. Dallas flies in to meet Philadelphia. And certainly the last time the two met was huge for that wild card playoff berth that was at stake when Dallas marched into Philly to close out 2008, the regular season, and then they were just slammed 44-6. I couldn't even gloat. It wasn't even worth it. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's like when you, I think they should just have a rule when you give, you have how many runs you can score, and then that's it, and then you're done. 800-259-5791, the number to call to guess, nail the score, which is the Cowboys-Eagles, what you think the final score will be, is 800-259-5791. Got a bunch of emails here, so you can also email me. I'll say it again, the cutoff point is the top of the hour. Here's one from Ann. Ann says, Kate, go Eagles all the way. Love you, honey. Love your Eagles. Eagles are going to win this one 27-10. All right, here's one from Big Bob. Kate, I got a good guess for you this week. I think it's going to be the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys. I can't believe nobody has picked the Cowboys. And I think they're going to win this one by a score of 27-21. Some disappointed Eagles fans will sulk out of that stadium. Ooh. Here's one from Jake. Jake says, I finally have decided I was going to email you on Nail the Score. And I have to say, I think that your Eagles will win this one, as most of the people since I've been listening have said Eagles. I'm going to go with a score of 37-21. 37-21. I have a bunch of other emails that I'm going to read here in a second, but let me give out the phone number again, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Edna is listening to us in Kansas. Edna calls in every single week for Nail the Score. We love it. Hey, Edna.
Okay, I'm going to be different.
Oh, you're going with the Cowboys. Okay.
Yeah, 22-17.
22-17 Cowboys. Do we have some booze for Edna? Normally we would just prop up Edna, but she's going against my Eagles.
I can't boo Edna.
You can't boo Edna? All right.
Okay.
See that? You've charmed us. We can't even boo you. It's not fair for the rest of the listeners, but okay. You pick the Cowboys as well. You are locked and loaded, Edna. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. 800-259-5791. Hey, who's to say? Tony Romo, like I explained, has Miles Austin, and DeSean Jackson is the hookup for Donovan McNabb. Anything can happen. You still got to play it, and certainly the Cowboys have won their fair share of games against Philadelphia, and I guarantee for Philly, the mindset will be, for Dallas, the mindset will be, remember the humiliation. And a lot of the players on the team are the same players that were there. So I think they'll try to use that as fuel. It's a different season, of course, and there are some different players. But I think if I were part of that team that was shellacked like that, that's what I would do, you know, to maybe dig even a little bit deeper if there is such a thing. I mean, every week is different, and what happens with the Eagles here is they've been switching a lot on their offensive line. There's been a lot of jumbling up, I guess, and I think that with this Dallas defense, which is an excellent defense, they have 17 sacks. DeMarcus Ware, the anchor of that defense, 5 sacks in the last 3 games. You know, it's not going to be a walk in the park, and definitely the Eagles are not thinking that. They know that they're blitzing all over the place, and they know they have to watch out. So they're not looking past Dallas by any stretch of the imagination. All right, I got some more emails. So again, the two ways to jump on the show, like Edna did, or Joe did, or Rick did, or Chris in Connecticut did. You got to jingle these digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can email the show, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Here's one from Ben B., and Ben B. likes the Cowboys as well. Just simply stated, Cowboys 21-7. Whoo! That'd be a rough game for those fans in Philadelphia who are probably paying top dollar for their seats. Dr. E is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Hey, not much. How you been doing?
I've been doing pretty good. You been busy?
Oh, yeah. I just got off work a little while ago.
Good deal.
Well, I'm going to go with your Eagles.
Yay!
24-10.
Ooh, 24-10. Okay. Ballpark, I think that's good. So that means the defense is playing well. They're, you know, we're not getting a lot of sacks for Donovan McNabb. I like that. And then that means the Eagles will be 6-2. So good for you. You're playing for my team this time.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for the call. It just means it makes me happy. So I'm feeling good about that. 800-259-5791. Some more emails. Gail emails in. Kate, I've never done this before, but I'm going to take a stab at Nail the Score. I've listened now for the last couple of weeks, and I hate to do this, but I'm picking the Cowboys. I like the Cowboys to win this 24-7. I think that Dallas is going to have the number of the Eagles. Okay. Like I said, they could dig deep. There certainly is motivation, even though there are some different players. I'll say it again, when they were shellacked and they had a chance to go into the playoffs, if they're looking for motivation, I think the motivation is right in front of their faces. But really, with the Eagles, their defense is good, too. In fact, they're second in the league. They've got 23 sacks and They're third in interceptions, and they've allowed more than 17 points just once all season. Once. So think about that. Now, on the other side of things, Tony Romo hasn't thrown a pick, hasn't been intercepted in the last three games, and he's had eight touchdowns, so the last three games have been pretty big. But, you know, these statistics, I always say this, you can manipulate them however you want to manipulate them. The game is the game is the game, and you have to play the game. It's from that moment you step on the field forward. Jana in Iowa. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm pretty good. Sad about what happened at Fort Hood,
yeah.
You know, shocking, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
My heart's on fire over that.
I know.
I'm 26-17, and I picked the Eagles.
Yay, Jana. Do we have some applause from the cheap sheets? The sheets from the cheap seats in Minneapolis. All right, Jana, thanks. You have a great weekend.
You too, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we move on back to Missouri again. Gotta love these people in Missouri. Good folks. Beverly's in Missouri. Hey, Beverly.
Hey, Beverly. Hey, Kate, how you doing, girl?
Good, good.
Hey, listen, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to say Dallas. I'm going to be odd man out for a change and say 29-17. Why, I don't know.
That's good. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take a stab at it. So 29-17 could be the winning numbers. I'm glad you called.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, so Beverly picks the Cowboys. We do have some Cowboys here. A lot of the people that emailed picked the Cowboys. Edna picked the Cowboys, and Beverly picked the Cowboys on the lines. That's it for that. But emailing-wise, we also had a couple of people. So not everybody picking the Eagles.
They're too chicken to call in.
Right, because they're afraid I'm gonna trash them. Look, I'm so easy. Come on, the people in Minneapolis aren't you giving them Red Bull, so they do whatever you say.
Pretty much, I am.
They're just
the puppet
buzzed.
Master.
That's right, you're the puppet master on command. Boo or you applaud. I don't know. I think, Matt, I think it's gonna be a good game. I do. I think it has the potential for probably the best game on the board.
Yeah, it looks like it, and, you know, the NFC East's kind of up for grabs right now with the Giants failing, and Eagles, they're kind of coming up, but they did have that loss to Oakland.
Oh, it's terrible.
Dallas, I don't know what, they're a big roller coaster team. I don't know what's going on with them. One week they look like they could go to the Super Bowl, and next week they look like they couldn't beat Oakland.
That's what I think. I think they're more roller coaster than the Eagles, certainly.
Right.
And that's why it's tough. You know, and living in Dallas, they have, from week to week, they're either anointing the Tony Romo as a god again, because then they're down on him, or they're saying they'll never win with Tony Romo. So there's no
Maybe
winning
he should
for
start
him.
Dating Kate Hudson as well.
Yeah, the good luck charm for the Yankees. That could be. I mean, look what happened for A-Rod. He had an incredible, really from May all the way, if you looked at the stats, from May all the way through that series, he was hitting the ball, and especially in the World Series, he was incredible. Hideki Matsui ended up being the MVP, but you could make an argument for A-Rod in the way he played. He was a real spark plug for the Yankees, and yeah, if you believe that women have that power over men, women that they're dating, like Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo, then she was. And in New York, the headlines all said that they loved Kate Hudson. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, like playing the lottery. You don't have to know anything about football, just like Beverly said, and she called in. You just pick a team and give us the numbers, and maybe you win that cell phone, those movie tickets, and the gift certificates to many meals out and about in your town. Stay with us.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Call to be part of Nail the Score. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney here on ATN. One of the fun things that we do, I'm just so excited about the prize pack we have. If somebody could just nail the score, you get a cell phone, tickets to go to the movie, food. It's all good, my friends. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We're always talking about politics. My hair's on fire half the time, as many of you have the same reaction to what we're seeing coming out of Washington. Sadly, today, a gunman who was a psychiatrist, who was an Army major, opened fire at Fort Hood, killed 12 people, wounded 31 others, and we're just shaking our heads in horror. And we'll be talking about that, I'm sure, for weeks to come. But this is the section of the show, like I said, where we lighten the load and hopefully get a couple of you out there grinning. I'm sure that some of you kick back and watch football anyway, but if you don't watch football, who cares? You don't have to know anything about football. It's like the lottery. You know, some people think they have a scientific way of even doing the lottery. People's birthdays, the first time they ever had a kiss, the first touchdown pass their favorite quarterback made, the favorite number of their firstborn son or whatever. And they've got numbers that they lay out for the lottery. But in this case, I think it's just random numbers, kind of like bingo. So you pick a team, either Dallas or Philadelphia. The game's in Philly. And then you decide who you think's going to win and what you think the outcome of that game will be. And we're kind of all over the map on this. Either a lot of you were thinking the game could be close, or you were thinking blowout. Getting a lot of emails. So you can definitely hit me up on the email, but you just have to do it by the top of the hour. So americatonight.net. Here's one from Scott. Scott says, Kate, I love listening to you, and I would love to jump on board and make you feel better because, sadly, your Phillies lost, so I'd love to pick the Eagles. I can't. I got to go with the Cowboys. One, I think it's better to be a little bit different. So I say the boys are going to roll into Philly and get some more sweet revenge. Final score, Cowboys 24, Philadelphia 7.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! An oldie but a goodie. Here's one from Shaylin. I got to go with the Cowboys. Cowboys win this thing. I think the final score is going to be 31-21. 31-21 Cowboys. So it's funny. A lot of people that are hitting us up on the snail mail email are going for the Cowboys. And most of you that called in, but not all of you, are have gone for the Eagles so far. Just a little recap here. Edna in Kansas, one of our favorites. And she sounds so wide awake when she calls us, too. She picked the Cowboys 22-17. Jana in Iowa picked the Eagles 26-17. Beverly in Missouri picked the Cowboys 29-17. Chris in Connecticut went with the Eagles 27-17. Dr. E in Kentucky went with the Eagles 24-10. Rick in Illinois, who was one of our leadoff guys, 24-21. Eagles. Clifford in Missouri, who's been calling us for a long time on Nail the Score, likes the Eagles 21-18. Joe in Kentucky went with Philadelphia 35-20. Greg in Kentucky went with the Eagles 31-30. Matt went with the Eagles. A close one, 24-23. I went with the Eagles 37-24. Because I think that it'll be close until the tail end of the game, and that's where I think the Eagles will pull away. More emails coming in. Don't worry, I'll get to them in a second. Americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I had a couple questions about how long would Nail the Score go, and we do it throughout the whole season. If we don't have a winner, I think, Matt, I'm going to make an executive decision here. If we don't have a winner by the end of the season, we'll roll into the playoffs. We'll pick playoff games. Does that sound good? He disappeared. He went, oh, because he's probably answering your phone calls. I was going to say he went to go get some Twinkies or something. But I've just made that executive decision. So I think that's what we're going to do. In the playoffs, we'll have it if nobody wins. Tom is listening to us in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hi. Philadelphia, 24-23. Do you already have that?
24-23, no.
Okay, there you go then.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom.
Sure thing. Have a great week.
You too. 24-23, Philly. So, wow.
He likes my score.
I know. They're allowed to take our score, though. You know that.
Oh, I know. That's so insane. He's following some great advice.
Yeah. So, by the way, so somebody can take my score, just so you know, that because Matt and I don't win the prizes. You win the prizes. That's why Matt gets paid the big bucks.
Oh, yes. Well, so what executive decision did you make while I was away?
Okay, the executive decision is, I've had a couple people ask me this, that they're very concerned about it. Well, if we get to the end of the season and no one's nailed the score, do we go into the playoffs? And I say we go into the playoffs.
Yes,
for Nail the Score.
We'll
that's
select
easy.
The playoff matchup of the week.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
And who knows, maybe someone will win it on the Super Bowl if no one wins it.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be good. That would be a fun Super Bowl. You're watching it, because Super Bowls can be either, and the last two have been really good Super Bowls, but they can be blowouts, too.
There's been some good ones the last couple of years.
I think
this
so, too.
This whole decade's been pretty decent.
I do, too. Really
I remember
good.
In the 90s, they're just all blowouts.
Terrible, lopsided.
The NFC, and it was terrible.
terrible. Last year was great. That was another edge of your seat game. I mean, the year before that was great. That was another one that came down to the wire. Oh, remember the Giants? Crazy, that finish against the Patriots. So, absolutely, there have been some tight finishes, but it's kind of like when you go to these Super Bowl parties. Some of you guys in Kentucky and everywhere actually where you're listening to me, you can relate to this, where you do the squares. People pick the squares, and they have oddball scores or whatever scores, and you're waiting for those to come up so that you can hopefully win whatever it is. 800-259-5791. If I didn't say your score in the air and you emailed me, I've got a bunch of them, but I promise they are definitely locked and loaded. Brad in Kentucky. Brad, what do you think?
Hey, Kate, I missed the game. What's the game of the week this week?
The game of the week is the Cowboys and the Eagles in Philadelphia.
Oh, I'm going to have to say the Eagles, but let's say 24-17.
Let's see if anyone has that. 24-17 Eagles. No, you've got it.
Got it. Hey, Kay, I just want to let. Hey, something else too. I want to let you know. How about them Yankees?
Oh, thank you. You had to gig me, didn't you? There's your boo. Oh, I was
thanks,
so sad.
Kay.
All right, thanks. Yankee lover in Kentucky. Or maybe he's just trying to gig me about the Phillies. Clarence in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Clarence.
How you doing?
Good. You're going to make a good guess for us. What do you think, Eagles or the Cowboys?
Cowboys.
Oh, Clarence. What do you think the score is going to be?
I would definitely say, like, Dallas 27.
Mm-hmm.
Philly 20.
How about
you, Cowboys? Clarence, shame on you, but thanks for the call. You're a first-timer. I like that. 27-20, Cowboys. How about that? Ooh, he'll be watching the game. So is everybody else probably that called in. Wonder if Edna we got to ask her. I wonder if Edna's watching the games. It's a Sunday night game. It's perfect. You just kick back on Sunday night. It's my favorite game. I love the Sunday night games now. I started watching them because Madden and Al Michaels were doing them, and plus it was just fun. Sunday night, you got back from whatever, and you have a game to watch that seemed like it was bigger. And they had some really good games on Sunday night. And this is a good one. I think it won't be a blowout. 800-259-5791. Might be able to squeeze in one more. If you call and we're going off the air, it'll still count. You can talk to Matt. If we have a minute or so, because people will email me right up to the time that we jump out on this hour. In fact, here's one from Sue. Sue says, Kate, I don't know what to pick. I don't really know what to do, but I'm having a lot of fun listening to you guys. I say Philadelphia wins it, and the final score is going to be 36-21. All right, good luck to everybody who called in or emailed the show with their guest for Nail the Score. Maybe this time around, week 9, you'll be the winner.
All right, teach me something about your beloved Eagles.